Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Remember, the microphone is always open.
Yeah.
I love you. You deserve all good things today, and it's in your hands. Our thought for the day today.
Right now, my good thing in my hands is my muffin.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, good for you. Be faithful to that which exists nowhere but in you, and thus make you indispensable. You are unique in all the world. Remember that passage? You are unique in all the world, so celebrate that uniqueness. Molly Page is unique for sure. Kenny Kessler is unique. Rich McFadden is unique. This is a unique radio program called Doug Steffens Good Day. I'm told that I am moderately unique in my own way myself. So how about we attack some of the things that are... I don't even like that word. I think it's too violent in and of itself. So how about we... But we consider this. The federal government, is there, I would like to find a day, an oasis, an island. Someday, can we have no stories about the government? Can we somehow become a government-free zone? At least just one, please, one day when there's nothing that the government is screwing up and doing to us. No. Federal, all right, here is the story.
All right, let's hear it.
1 million bikes have been recalled in our country and in Canada because of an injury that left one rider paralyzed. Now, you may think this is an appropriate way for the government to do its work, and I'm not sure I would disagree with you. There are these bikes that were made here, sold in our country and in Canada. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that there's a quick-release lever on the bike's front-wheel hub that can come into contact with the disc brake assembly, and that means the wheel will pretty much... let me make it simple. Stick a piece of pipe or a stick in the wheel of your bicycle and see what happens. You're going to go head over tea kettle, and it's dangerous. I had one of these accidents once when I was a kid. This is not cool.
This is more than that. It actually releases the lever, making...
Well, it comes... The wheel comes off.
So the wheel comes off.
Yeah, the wheel comes off. But I'm just trying to... When the wheel comes off, same sort of thing is going to happen. You're going to go over... As a matter of fact, 3 serious accidents reported. Fractured wrist. Somebody had a... It was becoming a quadriplegic. This is dangerous stuff. So, for those of you who want to know the model of these Trek bicycles, they were built in the last 15 years, equipped with front disc brakes and a black or silver quick-release lever on the front wheel hub.
Trek.
This, by the way...
It's all Trek bikes.
T-R-E-K.
Yeah, Trek.
What did I say? That's what I said.
You didn't say the name of the bike.
Yes, I did.
From
Trek.
2000...
I said all models of Trek bicycles.
Okay.
So... Anyway, the point is, these bikes are made so that when you use them in the city, you can take the wheel off and somebody's going to come along and steal them. That's what happens. You leave your bike chained up, you come back, the frame is there, the wheels are gonzo. So that's why they were made. But obviously they were not made well. And so, and by the way, these are cheap, not cheap bikes. These are
Trek's are good bikes.
$1,100, $1,200, $1,300 bikes.
I have front disc brakes with the quick release.
Yeah.
But Gary Fisher, you definitely have to pay attention.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com asked you about legalizing marijuana and how that has changed perhaps your opinion now that we see the results in Colorado and Washington State. Let's see here. 28% of you said no, you're still for legalized marijuana. 23% said, yep, I'm for it now, at least now. 22% said, no, I'm still against it. 14% said, no, I'm against it. And 13% said, I'm not sure. So some people have always been, some people have become for it or against it, and that's basically the definition, or what's defined well, by looking at the results of the poll at DougStephan.com. All right, we have a controversy brewing. Some think this guy's controversial. I don't know if he's controversial or not. I like Dr. Oz, frankly. He's been under fire by a bunch of snobby medical practitioners who think he's a quack. The only reason they don't like him is because he's getting results and affecting the way they run their practice. So they made fools of themselves by trying to get him sort of thrown off of the faculty of Princeton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's launching a sort of full-scale attack at those who would be his naysayers.
Now this month we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. All right, so Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, drhoffman.com, has the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Do you think Dr. Oz is intelligent in his approach at handling the controversy that has been created by these 10 doctors, and they're referring to him as a quack?
Well, you know, from a PR standpoint, I think he's doing a great job because he has a big constituency, and he really represents the whole natural movement, and so he's got a lot of people who will back him no matter what. The truth of the matter is that the critics are somewhat right in that I think Dr. Oz has commercialized the field of natural medicine to a degree where it actually makes it hard for us holistic doctors or integrative physicians to sometimes explain to our patients that some of the panaceas that he offers on the program aren't what they're cracked up to be.
Right.
So, you know, he in an effort, you know the deal. I mean, in an effort to for ratings and during sweeps week, he'll do sensationalistic stories that are, you know, a little dumbed down and they're a little over the top in their claims. But on the other hand, the very people who are criticizing him, they have an agenda. They are dyed-in-the-wool anti-natural medicine people. They're pro-vaccination. They're pro-GMO. They don't care about natural foods. They think that supplements don't work or are potentially dangerous. So that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, when you anybody that connects themselves to the world of GMO and calls themselves a doctor is a quack, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing worse. They are total frauds, and they're just out to make a name for themselves. Oz is no fool. He does. You're right. He goes over the top a little bit, I think, sometimes.
And we all get emails with Dr. Oz pitching miracle diet drugs and stuff like that. And that lends to the quackery that these guys
talk
about.
No, it just lends to criticism. Everybody has to. Ron has sponsors on his program. Ken has sponsors on his program.
But we don't spam people. And that's where he needs to back it up a little bit, is he gets into this, he's spamming people, and it makes people turn off.
Right,
and
Ron,
also the terminology that he uses, right? Miracle. Right. There's some pill that he was touting that,
it's
a miracle.
It's not really scientific. Science is kind of boring in a way. It's like, well, on the one hand this, on the other hand that. It's not really clear. We need to do more research. It's not ready for prime time. That doesn't make good TV. So in an effort to blend science and medicine with the commercial demands of TV, you know, he kind of goes over towards the showman side.
And he admitted that last year to Congress, that he uses sensationalistic terminology.
Flowery language.
To try and engage his viewers.
All right, Ron, what do you make of the canine flu?
I haven't really heard too much about it. Is it something that's raging in the veterinary community?
Well, supposedly there are thousands of dogs in the Midwest, Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, that have this virus, and it's the same as it's like a chicken or a bird flu. What I wanted to know is how they got it. Where does stuff like this start? Canine flu, any of these things?
This is what, you know, this is actually how, I mean, I don't want to get people upset, but this is how some of the big flu epidemics develop. They start in an animal chain. Even HIV started in probably bats, then was transferred to primates, and ultimately, it jumped to humans. So, you know, we'll have to watch these things. That's why the CDC is active in tracking these epidemics.
All right. Dr. Ron, sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Florida.
And Debbie Donato took a week and a half to come down, be with Widow's Sons, which is a Masonic Writers Association, be with all of our brothers, loving Spanish Moss, because I've never seen that, so that's very cool. Going all the way down to Key West, and then heading all the way back up north.
Rally time, today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes.
Frank Kerpetsky, I'm from Long Island, New York area. Half the fun of these bike fests is the rides. It's fun when you're here, you meet different people. We're sitting here talking to for the last 2 hours. He's from Venezuela. He's driving a crotch rocket. We drive cruises, but he's a biker. He loves it a different way.
American Biker Minutes.
This is what makes bike fests so good.
Your passport to the open road, not two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Ham says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those 2 strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This swimmer's 9 Olympic golds were an American record for 32 years. 7 of those were won in the 1972 Games, where he set Olympic records in every event.
And it's Mark Spitz in lane number 4. Spitz is going to win it easily.
So where is Mark Spitz now? Mark commissioned the formulas for a new line of men's skin products called Stuff, which are vegan and cruelty-free. Mark became a stockbroker in 2002 and continues to travel the world as a motivational speaker. In 2012, he endorsed a bid by Istanbul to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. But you really know you've made it when you're mentioned on Family Guy.
That's a great costume, Joe. Are you FDR?
No, I'm Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz.
Gold medal comedy right there. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Hi to Facebook friends Bobby Salafi, Jack Alexander, John Alkerman. Hi. Thank you for listening to Good Day. Story at DougStefan.com today. We were in Colorado talking about marijuana. Here's the story of a guy who got really mad and shot up his computer. And he was arrested for doing that.
Computer. Why can't he shoot it up?
Well, the fellow's name was Lucas Hinch. He was cited for discharging a firearm within the city limits, Colorado Springs. He became fed up with fighting his computer for the last several months. He took his central processing unit outside and shot it 8 times with a pistol.
Who hasn't felt like doing that?
Obviously a Windows user.
There's a picture. Oh, come on.
Should have bought a Mac.
I see the picture of the shot-up computer at DougStefan.com from today's show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I know this song.
You know this song, Richie?
Hey!
Hey! Hey! What's the matter with your mind and your mind and your so divine? Story of Redbone winning a gold record for this song. This date, 1974, the group playing American Indian Swamp Rock, but I remember it being called Swamp Rock. Came from L.A. in 1968. Lolly and Pat Vegas, they are brothers, have been studio musicians, worked on the old Shindig program. Then there was Anthony Bellamy and Peter DePoe, members of the group Redbone, had another hit, The Witch Queen of New Orleans. Remember that?
Yeah, great stuff.
Come and get your love, Richie. Crank it up.
Down it.
Yep. Just for fun, we haven't done this. Like to do it maybe once a week if we have time. Go through the top five songs from this date in a particular year. Let's go back to 1985. By the way, Redbone number one during this week in 1974. DeBarge, the family DeBarge, was in the number five position with Rhythm of the Night during this week in 1985. As music is our focus here, and pretty much every hour, this portion of the hour is devoted to music because it's such an important part of all of our lives. Crank it up, Richie. Because I don't really want to play much of the next song.
Kind of Caribbean disco.
Yeah. All right, that's number five from this week in 1985. Number four belonged to Phil Collins. Okay, that's enough of that. Number three.
Oh, that feels good stuff.
Nah, this is a terrible song.
Well, hey, this isn't a whole lot.
Awful. And the next one's not much better. A little better, but not much. Number three, actually, this is an okay song. Number three this week, 1985, belonged to Lionel and the Commodores.
I know you're not alone.
Nice.
Was
Nirvana still in the band at this point, Ken?
No. 85 gone?
He's gone.
Why do you have to? Nobody would have known that. If you had, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Nobody would have known that had you not pointed it out. Why did you have to be such a... What? But, okay. So the audience didn't know it.
All right. Where do you rate me on a scale of intelligence, 1 to 10?
1.
Okay. So if a 1 knows that Lionel Richie wasn't in the band at this point, I'm pretty sure someone else figured it out.
Okay. Number 2 song this week, 1985. Madam Madonna. Ciccone, is that how you pronounce your last name, Molly? You know?
Ciccone.
Ciccone?
Yeah. I'm sure she would love Ciccone.
Ciccone. Crazy for you.
If you ever get a chance to meet her, I'd love to walk up to her and kiss her hand and say,
Miss Ciccone.
How are you doing?
Ciccone. All right, let's make way for the number one song. I always confuse this because there are a couple of songs. This wasn't the time of year. The other song that you think sounds like this came out around Christmas time, if I remember correctly. This is, was it Easter? When was it, Kenny?
When this song came out?
Yeah. No. When there was a, there was one of them came out at Christmas time. One of the other ones is like this, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi. USA for Africa, We Are the World, number one during this week in 1985. That's the most universal song, most terrific message. Just great stuff.
Was he a Weird Al Yankovic in this, Ken?
Ken?
Him too.
I don't think so.
28.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was a captain of a football team, but you ain't never been a prom queen.
Okay, let's get back to the conversation that you've been waiting for. With bated breath, you've been waiting. Where are those people to talk about what's going on? I want to know. 33 at the hour. Hopefully the sun is shining where you are and you'll be able to watch things grow. Molly Page is here with Ken Kessler. We are doing people in the news in this hour. Michelle Leonard. I pronounce the name L-E-O-N-H-A-R-T. Leonard? Leonard? Leonard, I think, probably. She's the person who runs the Department of Drug Enforcement, DEA. She is going to retire. She's worked so hard and so long that she needs to rest. So it has nothing to do with the mounting pressure on her, has nothing to do with the scathing government report detailing allegations that her agents attend sex parties with prostitutes, nothing to do with any of that. She's just old and tired. You've seen a picture of her? She looks a little like Molly.
Just what?
Not old. Well, being facetious in that she's not old, nor is she tired, but she's really bad at her job. So let's get rid of somebody else. DEA, out. Head of the Secret Service, out. Head of the VA, out. Head of the Justice Department, out. Anybody left?
Nothing like me. Let's get back to that. Okay.
All right. Protect your turf.
Yeah, back to what's important.
Yeah.
That's
she
right.
Doesn't look like me at all. All right, so she's gonzo. Here's Marvin Horn's story. Marvin Horn is the raisin farmer who is going to the Supreme Court in a bid to stop the feds from demanding he hand over his dried fruit crop without just compensation. Plans to argue the government is violating his Fifth Amendment rights under an old policy. According to the Department of Agriculture, handlers of raisins who package the crop must hand over a portion of their yield each year, but producers who actually grow the raisins get to keep all the fruits of their labor. In 2000, Mr. Horn was a handler, tried to become a producer. Several years later, the USDA told him that he needed to hand over 47% of his grapes to the government. He refused to do so. The agency hit him with a $700,000 fine.
The law requiring all raisin growers to give the government a certain amount of their crop each year is part of a 1937 law, which was created during the Depression. It was designed to keep prices steady. Do you know how furious this stuff makes me? And the fact that it's taken this long for this outrageous injustice. You talk about getting screwed when you die, and farmers and landowners get it worse than anybody else. Here's the government, the bullies in the government, going back. And I'm more flabbergasted that it's taken this long to deal with this egregious situation. Who the hell are they to just say, all right, you have to give us half of your crop? Why? We take it, we sell it, and we put the money in the general fund. Why am I giving you half of what I've raised? That'd be like me being told, I sell 100 gallons of milk a day, I better give the government 50. What is this? Russia?
It's like a protection racket.
It is. These guys, they did it at the end of the, it was after Prohibition. But do you get my drift here? This is something that came out of the Depression, and where's the leadership in the Department of Agriculture? Vilsack, or whoever his predecessor was, and the predecessor before that, and the predecessor before that. Those of you who are farmers, do you realize what has gone on here for all these years? And to what end? There was no reason other than it was supposed to be protecting the prices. So if the government was like the government buying up oil or whatever there may be too much of, bullets, you name it. Government buys it up to keep the prices steady. That's an old ruse, an old trick, not used so much anymore. So the government takes half of your raisin supply and then sells it on the open market and puts the money. They didn't have anything to do with raising. As a matter of fact, they probably, if they do like most of the USDA people, they got in the way, screwed up this guy's operation. And then they take half of his produce. What in the world is going on here? I had no idea this sort of thing was going on. Did you? Anybody?
No, I didn't.
I think let's post that on Facebook, Kenny, okay?
Sure.
Good God.
Whew. Well, it's amazing it's taken this long.
Yeah, it is.
In the story, a little bit further down, Justice Elena Kagan jokingly referred to the law as the world's most outdated law. This was
This guy's going to win. And I hope he sues the hell out of it. Can't really sue the government because the law was on the books. And hopefully he doesn't have to pay that. He won't pay the $700,000 fine. And then people will not be. It's like the feudalism of the Middle Ages. Landowners say, well, you give us 3/4 of your crop for us being nice enough to let you use our land. And that's what that smacks of. Good Lord.
Wild.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of wild, Francis Jared, is it Pusak? Is that his name? Another name in the news. Francis
sure.
Jared Pusak. You going for that, Kenny?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So he's in San Bernardino, California. And speaking of settlements, this guy who didn't want to pay $700,000, Mr. Horn. What's up with Mr. Pusak, Molly?
Well, this is the guy that led police on a chase, first in a car, and then he stole a horse, and he was riding his the stolen horse across the desert in San Bernardino with a TV helicopter overhead, filming the whole thing.
Right.
When deputies finally caught up with him, the horse got scared by the helicopter. The guy landed on the ground, Pusak. Mm-hmm. We'll call him Francis.
Right.
And the cops
MJ,
just...
You can call him.
There, thank you. Okay, so the cops just... beat him purple.
Oh, another great example of police protection, yeah?
All caught on
camera. Why'd they beat him up? Because he fell off the horse?
Oh, probably because he made them chase him.
Ah, okay.
There was no really other reason.
Was he doing something bad? Is that why they chased him in the first place?
They were originally going after him for alleged identity theft. And then he stole the car. And then he stole the horse.
He's a thief.
He's a thief. They were very annoyed, so they really beat him up, kicked him, all caught on camera, punched him in the face, all of that. Well, they've settled now.
How much did they give him? So he doesn't have to go to jail. He's going to get money instead.
You know, they haven't disclosed that, whether he's going to be held accountable for stealing the car and the horse and if he actually is guilty of identity theft, but they've reached a settlement deal of $650,000, and that was on April 9th.
Huh.
It was just announced today.
Really?
April 9th is when they... That was quick, moving very quickly on that.
I would say that that would indicate something was wrong in Pleasantville.
Yeah, the 10 deputies placed on leave.
Really? You know, sooner or later, they're going to be... more former policemen who are looking for jobs with Black Hawk or going to work with Paul Blart, the mall cop. All right, so Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What do we have that's rumbling around there that I need to give more attention to but haven't so far?
Comments about Freddie Gray, about Earth Day.
What are people saying about Freddie Gray?
Paul says this whole thing is so despicable. At this rate, there will be a Black Killed by Police cable channel.
Oh, there's a stinger. Woo. All right, what else?
Helen says, America, where police kill people with impunity. I am ashamed, horrified, and angry. When is this going to stop?
I think there's a good reason to be ashamed, horrified, and angry. Yeah, that's an appropriate feeling, I think, when it comes to all of this stuff. Time for these people to be reined in and for us to go back or to find a way to have better trained, better equipped, better paid, and fewer policemen. That's my mantra. As long as you've known me, Kenny, have I changed my mantra?
No, it's always been that.
It's always been that. Because this stuff's been going on, it's just getting more coverage or there's more of it, one or the other. You'd think that with all the light being shown on this stuff, there'd be less of it. But apparently, okay, let's have more of it. Let's just, or is it just goes on everywhere and now we're just finding out because people have cameras? Has this been going on like this for years and years and decades and forever, apparently?
That's
yeah.
what I think.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Ernie says, these cops in Baltimore should be in jail, not just suspended. Mm-hmm. They've got to stop feeling like they're above the law.
Way too often that's the case. What is the blue coat of silence? Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. All right, anything else?
One more. Ralph says, I'd like to know what, quote, fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence, end quote, means. What is unprovoked fleeing, and how does that let police use deadly force?
Mm. You're running away from us. Blam, 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 blam. Not cool. In a moment, from the What Will Women Wear in Their Girdle department, Molly has the exclusive Good Day Report. 17 before the hour.
Today on App Check, backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a kid, he was labeled slow. His parents took him to a doctor because he was so old before he started talking.
When he finally did start, he had a strange quirk of saying what he was going to say under his breath before saying it in a normal tone.
He didn't do well in school. One teacher told him he'd never amount to anything and suggested he drop out.
He did get a college degree, but it took him 9 years to get a job in his chosen profession, teaching.
In spite of his deficiencies, Albert Einstein is considered a creative genius.
Time magazine named him the scientist of the century, in a century dominated by science.
Don't let your weaknesses hold you back. Develop your strengths for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better?
Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing practicing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3, global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005 on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Let's get to the real serious news today. Big story about a woman being pulled over because of something she had in her girdle.
It was a frightening situation with authorities.
Yes. Sure
found
it was.
Out why. An arriving passenger at John F. Kennedy International Airport, she was very, very nervous.
Really?
And the reason, she had 4 pounds of cocaine hidden in her girdle and underwear.
Hmm.
Spanx couldn't tackle that.
Really?
Authorities said, this happened on Monday, that the 70-year-old Olive
what?
Fowler.
What? She's 70?
Yeah.
And she's got this stuff in her.
Down.
Wow.
No, I mean, I guess if you're 70, you would think you'd just naturally be a little lumpy, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? It's the perfect crime.
You're not working out, perhaps, yes.
So she arrived in New York from Ghana on April 12th. Customs Border Protection officers escorted her to a private room and found cocaine while she was searching for about $73,000.
Where is the no-no song from Ringo when we need it?
Right.
No more. Here's, let's see, we've got a couple of anniversaries today. Earth Day. How many years have we been celebrating Earth Day? Would you believe it's 45 years old today?
But it's had some work done.
It has, right. Yes, right. Yeah. Getting some work done. A few of the plates are moving around here and there. And it's also the 25th anniversary of the Hubble spacecraft being in orbit. Millions, in fact, of pictures, observations, some of the farthest and oldest galaxies ever beheld by human eyes. The Hubble spacecraft, a gigantic accomplishment by mankind. Gigantic. And look at the pictures, those of you who can even begin. This goes back to my ruse. That's the right word, focusing on what we can't possibly understand about life. I was with somebody yesterday who was talking about the things that are so much out of this world and trying to, again, I take it in stride almost to the point of thinking, oh, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. But when people hear me talking about somebody connecting my dog, who has been gone now for 2 weeks, and my mother, who's been gone for 50 years. You know, in polite company, if I were a drinking person and I was going to a Friday night party, maybe that might be taken into account as something you'd hear at a cocktail party after somebody had had 4 or 5 drinks. But no, I don't drink. Maybe I don't need to. But how many, do you believe in that sort of thing, Molly?
I can't say yes or no. I think it's possible. I think it's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that wants proof of everything, but there's no such thing.
No, there isn't. There is no proof of most things, in fact.
Yeah.
Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. See? He's been around me a long time. Molly, you'll get it after a while.
It'll rub off.
No, really.
I even have Richie believing in some of this stuff, huh? What'd you say, Ken?
I'm not just saying that to
you. No, I know you're not. No, I know you. No. I look at your eyes and I sit across the table while you're having those eggs. I get it. Yeah. And it's something, people, if you just let go of your fears, that's all you're going to do. There's nothing wrong with thinking it because you're probably thinking it anyway. Just don't think there's something wrong with thinking it. And then you'll be okay.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Technology, it needs me. I'm
Is this tech? What is this?
The technology phone.
Oh, it's a technology. Good. So this is our new tune for technology time, Tech Talk time, with Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program. The focus on Twitter getting a little bit more complicated to use, and we'll find out how to use it better. This will be a good conversation for both Greg and Kenny to have in terms of how much time do you spend on Twitter a day? If you are a Twitter person, you need to listen to this. So stand by for the information that will clarify everything. All questions will be answered right here on Good Day in a moment.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better?
Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program at Tech Talk Time. Okay, so there was a cybersecurity expert named Chris Roberts who was detained by the FBI after a flight. He denied the ability to, was denied the ability to board another flight because of something he said on Twitter. And so one wonders if that's something that could happen to you. They made a big announcement yesterday at Twitter. What was that,
So the big announcement yesterday was that they changed the way that you can direct message people. It used to be that for people, generally speaking, for people to exchange direct messages, you had to connect with each other first. And they've sort of done away with those rules. It's an interesting move on Twitter's part. I think it's a smart move and bad execution. Trying to understand how it all works, and frankly, you have to understand how it all works, because if you're direct messaging people, it may be that you don't want the rest of the world to see what you're doing. And we've seen lots of cases where people thought they were sending private or direct messages, but they actually made public announcements, and that exploded in their faces, and they ended up getting very, very embarrassed. That Twitter is like playing with fire, and before you tweet anything, you should really ask yourself, would I want everyone in the world to see this? Because a lot of people have been burned.
Well, a lot of people's Twitter account, Facebook account gets checked by employers, potential employers.
All Twitter and Facebook accounts potentially get checked by employers.
Right, yeah.
All of them, not some. And, you know, here's an example of what can happen. This is a classic story. Mm-hmm. It happened a couple of years ago. A young gal named Justine
Sacco. Teacher?
There's
with the
teacher
wine.
Story.
Yeah.
This is the internet guru story. She was going to South Africa to see her family. She had a big internet job in New York. She made a stupid, insensitive, racist remark on Twitter to all of her 170 Twitter followers.
Right.
Got on a plane to South Africa, and 16 hours later when she got off the plane, she found out that her tweet became the number one shared tweet in the world. She had been fired from her job. Death threats. I mean, it ruined her life, and she had 170 Twitter followers when she got on the plane.
And what about this Chris Roberts story that got detained last week by the FBI? What would he post on his Twitter account?
So he's a cybersecurity expert. He was on his way to a security conference, and if you read his tweet, it would mean nothing to you. Mm-hmm. It has things like box-ife-ice-satcom. But to people in the aviation field and in the homeland security field, it meant that he was talking about the potential of messing with the airplane's communication system.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And so he got off the plane. He was met by the FBI. And when he went to get on the next plane, the airline refused him a seat.
There you go. Congratulations, sir, for that good judgment. All right, so there you go. Be
playing
careful
with fire.
What you write on Twitter. That's it. That's why I don't write anything on Twitter. Kenny's responsible. 59 past the hour. Greg Stebbins with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.